Pastor Mike Fritcher and the Cottonwood family would like to welcome you to Living on Every Word.
Discover what God might have in store. Do you hunger in your soul for something more? Living on Every Word.
Is that not the picture of many of us? Bothered and worried. Distracted. How attentive are you to the presence of God? How attentive are you to that during your week? Because I want to tell you, that's the one thing. That's the one thing that'll never be taken away from you. To have the privilege to sit at the feet of Jesus and to see the Word of God transform us.
Living on Every Word.
Living on Every Word.
Father, we just want to come before you and we want to thank you for the great opportunity to participate with your glory. So undeserved, so unentitled to. But yet you stepped down from glory and became a man and became obedient to the point of death, death on a cross, so that we might participate with the glory of God. Oh, Father, I pray that we'd not miss you in all of the activity, in all of the busyness, in all of the things that we're about, that we'd not miss you, that we'd not be distracted from the main thing, and that's you and you alone. Teach us to abide in you. Teach us, Father, to behold the glory of God. I ask, Lord, that as we open the Word this morning, that you would speak to us and show us great and mighty things, which we know not. And Father, that the things that we know that we'd be reminded of, the areas of life that we're not living, that Father, that we would be convicted today. Father, I pray in Jesus' name that you'd fill us today. And that, Father, that the anointing of God would rest upon us so that we would know how to abide in Jesus. Thank you, Father. I praise you that you have a word for every one of us today. I pray we'd not miss you. And I ask this in Jesus' name and for His sake. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Luke chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, verse 38. Verse 38 says, as they were traveling along, he entered a village and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary who was seated at the Lord's feet listening to His word. But Martha was distracted with all her preparations. And she came up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Then tell her to help me. But the Lord answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and you're bothered about so many things. And only one thing is necessary. One thing. For Mary has chosen the good part. She's chosen the necessary thing, which shall never, ever be taken away from her. When I look at Mary, I see Mary doing a couple of things. One thing I see her doing is beholding the glory of God. I've often asked the question, what is she doing at the feet of Jesus? Because I think some of us would much rather be busy than to have to face what we need to face in the presence of God. And oftentimes, our serving and our gifts and our busyness are often those kinds of things that kind of shadow us or protect us from what God really wants to do in our lives. And therefore, there'll be many times that I'll sit down to study and I think, I got to go see this person. I need to pick up the phone and see this person. When I need to be studying God's Word, I need to be sitting at His feet to behold the glory of God. When you look at these two sisters, grow up in the same household, wired completely different, right? Wired completely different. And listen, every one of us have been wired certain ways. We have personalities that God does not want to change. He just wants to transform and control. Amen? You have a wonderful woman who's been wired to serve. Nothing wrong with Martha's personality. Matter of fact, God has wired her that way. You've been wired with a specific personality, certain passions. God doesn't want to change that. He just wants to control it. He wants to speak into it. He wants to call the shots. And you have this woman, Martha, who is distracted and busy. She's distracted from the glory of God. And in her serving, she misses the word. She misses the glory. Because I think sometimes God would just rather us serve Him above anything else. Is that right? Because that's what Mary's doing. That's the irony of this thing. Martha's busy doing for Jesus. And yet it's Mary who's the one who's serving, attentive at the feet of Christ. Empowered, ready to go, ready to say yes to whatever. But that's what she's doing. She is loving her God. She is submitting to her God. She is submitting to His Word. She is listening attentively to what God has to say to her in this moment. And she's not going to get up and lift one finger. Because in her mind, in her heart, if she got up to lift one finger, she'd miss the glory of God. So she's not going to use her giftedness at this point. She's not going to get up and do. Because Jesus is speaking. God's gifted us with different gifts. And Martha is a servant. That's what drives her. And Martha's busy. And she's distracted. But Jesus says something about her that's very significant. Martha, Martha. It's not just about what's happening in this household right now, but your whole life consists of being bothered and worried and distracted by many things, not just a couple of things, many things. Is that not our society today? Is that not the picture of many of us in our households, with our children and our marriages and our jobs and the things that we've got going on around us? Bothered and worried. Struggling with so many things. Distracted. And I ask the question, how many of us in this room have walked in worry or fear or anxiety over the last few weeks? How many of us have been distracted when the Lord Jesus Christ, we truly believe, is living in our lives, living in our homes, living in our marriages, and yet we're so distracted from the main thing? How attentive are you to the holiness of God, the presence of God? How attentive are you to that during your week? Because I want to tell you, that's the one thing that Mary chose. And that's the one thing that will never be taken away from you. But our problem is we get distracted by the world and stuff and our money and our things. And then we have these fears that come up that we're going to talk about, our worries, our anxieties. I know, because I am one. I am a worrier. Matter of fact, as I think about this passage of Scripture, I stand convicted of it. Because I can talk about working a whole lot, seeing lots and lots of people. And I'm afraid that I've gotten into a habit as your pastor to abdicate to ministry rather than sitting at the feet of Jesus. So this message is for me. Sometimes it's a whole lot easier for us to get busy for the Lord than to deal what we need to deal with. And I've seen it for 30 years. People busy because they don't want to deal with what God wants to deal them with. And so I would rather go out and see you than have to deal with some of the things that I need to deal with. To sit at His feet and be attentive to what He's saying. We need to be about the glory of God. We need to be about people who sit at His feet to hear His Word and to understand what He's saying to the church. What He's saying to you about changing your life. Because that's what God's Word does. That's what God's glory does. Keep your place here and go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word of God. Isn't that interesting? In the beginning was the Word. What God says was in the beginning. And what God says is all that God is. And in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through Him. And apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. There came a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify about the light so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to testify about the light. There was the true light which comes into the world enlightening every man. He was in the world and the world was made through him and the world didn't know him. And he came to his own and those who were his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Yeah. And we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's what Mary was doing. Mary was beholding the Word of God, the glory of God. And nothing else mattered. Nothing else mattered. Her family didn't matter. Her giftedness didn't matter. Nothing else mattered but Him and His glory and His Word. You look at a woman in this home and you see a woman truly submitting to God. Sitting at the feet. A lowest position. To sit at the feet. And you know what she was doing? I'm going to tell you, it's incredible what she was doing as a woman in this society. She was sitting at his feet. And that by that very act was saying, I want to be your disciple. Be my mentor. Rabbi, mentor me. Mentor me, Rabbi. Unheard of. Unheard of. A rabbi mentoring a woman? No. Man. She submitted to that. Mentor me, God. I'm submitting to you. I'm listening attentively to your word. Humbled before you. And here's Martha. Busy. Distracted. Worried. And Jesus says this, makes this indictment against her in this moment. Martha, Martha, you are worried and bothered by so many things. Not just what's happening here in your home, but you're worried and bothered about so many other things, and there's only one thing necessary, one thing, one good thing, and your sister's choosing it right now. Choosing to sit at my feet to hear my word, so that that word might transform. And that's exactly what the word does. The word of God transforms. The glory of God transforms us. So often you see that in Scripture. When God comes to share His glory with you and with me. And I can't stand it when somebody says, He shares His glory with no one. No, He doesn't share His glory with idols, folks, and other gods. But He's come to share His glory with the bride. Absolutely. To be one with Jesus. And when He comes to share this glory is to transform us that we might be the bride that God desires. The glory of God infecting your life, motivating us, changing us, transforming us. That's what the Christian life's all about. And the Bible says that when you behold the glory of God, it's as if you're looking at it in a mirror and you get transformed into the same glory from glory to glory. That's why it's so important to Mary. Because Mary will get up and she'll serve in love. She'll serve for the glory of God. She won't be worried. She won't be bothered. She won't be distracted. Because she got it right. And the glory and the word became the main thing. Not the mission, not the worship, not ministry, not elder work, not Awana children's youth ministries, but the glory of God. She was saying yes to the glory of God. While Martha and her serving in that moment was saying no. This is the way we do it, God. And that's not the way God does it. Oh, to see a body of believers, to see men and women serving and loving and living because we've got the main thing down. And that's the glory and the love of God. You hear that often, I know. I speak it often, but I can't tell you how fresh it is today. And how new it is to have the privilege to sit at the feet of Jesus and to see the Word of God transform us. And that's why Mary got it. Martha, Martha, you're worried and bothered about so many things, but only one thing's necessary, and Mary's chosen the good part, and it'll never be taken away from her. The Word, the glory of God. Matter of fact, she'll become a very powerful, powerful witness for Christ. After all, we're reading about her today, aren't we? A powerful witness who would sit at the feet of Christ and submit and have this faith to believe, to trust, that I don't have to be busy to be pleasing to God. Because God says that by our faith, by believing Him, we please Him. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him. She trusted, she believed. If you would, go to Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. And notice what it says about the Word. Verse 8. What does it say? The Word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. For the Scripture says, whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. It's amazing to me in the context of Martha and Mary. It doesn't say whoever serves Him will not be disappointed. I mean, there are many people who stand before God one day who say, Lord, we served You. We preach great sermons in Your name. We perform miracles in Your name. We cast out demons in Your name. But God says, depart from Me, I never knew you. You look at this and it says, but whoever believes Him, whoever puts his trust in Him, will never, ever be disappointed. Because My Bible says that when you believe Him and you trust Him, you will never, ever, ever be disappointed. And maybe you're going through a season of unbelief right now. Maybe you're going through a season of doubt right now. Maybe you're just struggling and having a crisis of faith. I don't know. When I look at this Bible, when I'm believing and I'm trusting, I'm not disappointed. And trial after trial after trial after loss may come my way, but because I'm believing, I'm not disappointed. Do I grieve? Of course I grieve. Do I hurt? Yes, I hurt. But I'm not disappointed. Because I'm believing the promises of God. Now, some of us in here, we struggle. We've struggled this year. Some of you struggle with your children. And there's been a disappointment. But I got to tell you, I just know this personally, that whenever you're believing God and you're getting your eyes off what's disappointing you, all of a sudden you're looking at God and you're no longer disappointed. You're seeing things through different eyes. And maybe it's a financial difficulty and maybe it's a relational difficulty. I don't know. But I know that when we're trusting Him and believing Him, we're not going to be disappointed. Maybe you look at your life today and you wish it could have turned out something different. Well, I want to tell you, you can't take it back. But I tell you this, today you could start believing like you've never believed before. Sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ and finding change and finding transformation and finding joy and finding God. That's what Mary did that day. She had the priority right. She just didn't find Jesus and just take off somewhere. And got busy, she learned from Him. She became a student of Christ. She beheld the glory of God. And in beholding the glory of God, the Scripture says that we will be transformed to the next glory. Whoever believes in Him will not be disappointed. Verse 13 of Romans 10, for whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on Him of whom they've not believed? And how will they believe in Him whom they've not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. I look at Mary and I think, here she is. She is on the launching pad. The launching pad of great ministry. Because she's at the feet submitting to Him. Trusting, believing, submitting to Him. Submitting to the Word of God. When I look at the Word of God, I think of a couple of passages of Scriptures. The one that came to mind this morning was Psalm chapter 19. Please turn there. Psalm chapter 19. The law of the Lord. Verse 7. The law of the Lord. The Word of God. It's perfect. It restores the soul. Okay, now watch. If Mary is in the presence of the Word and is in presence of God, presence of Jesus, and she's sitting at the feet listening to the Word of God, do you know what's happening? She's getting her heart restored, her soul restored. The Word of God is perfect and it restores the soul. And it'll restore the soul of your life. It'll restore the soul of your marriage. It'll restore the soul of your children, the soul of churches. It restores it as we behold this Word, as we behold this glory. I want to ask you, what's broken in your life today? What is it that you keep waking up every few months or every couple of years with the same kind of hurt and the same kind of struggle? My Bible says that the Word of God restores the soul. Nothing else does. Nothing else does in this life. Notice what he says. The testimony of the Lord is sure, it makes wise the simple. You know, if you're going through a time in your life where you're wanting to make some wise decisions, run to the Word. You go to the Proverbs. The Proverbs talk about wisdom and discretion and knowledge and understanding. And that if you search for these things, you'll find these things. You'll know how to live. You'll know how to respond. You'll know what to do. That's what the Word of God does. The precepts of the Lord, they're right. And they rejoice the heart. They rejoice the heart. It's amazing to me how many times that we'll run to something that's temporal that we think makes us happy. And if Christ is not the center, it's not a lasting joy. Matter of fact, it's a fake joy. And the Scripture says that the Word of God, the glory of God, will rejoice the heart. Sad today? Broken today? We run to the glory of God. I look at Scripture and it says that the commandments of the Lord is pure. The commandment of the Lord is pure. It enlightens the eyes. That the fear of the Lord is clean. It endures forever. That the judgments of the Lord are true. They're righteous altogether. They're more desirable than gold. Yes, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb. When you come to a point where your Bible and this Word and the glory of God is sweeter than food to you, and better than money, you found life. You found life. Better than gold, it says. Better than the success of education or career. The Word, he says, is better than life. Do you know that personally today? See, I believe that's what Mary was finding out. But Martha, 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 you're worried and bothered about so many things. There's so many things that you're just, that go through your mind and it jumbles it up and your mind is jumbled. Listen, if you just focus on the glory of God and the Word of God, everything will be all right. I believe that. Be still and know that I'm God. And what does He say? I'll be exalted in the earth. I'll be exalted in the nations. What a great mission program. Knowing God. Know Him and find life. Know the glory of God. Understand it. Walk after it. To behold the glory of God is to listen attentively to the Word of God. And to listen to the attentively to the Word of God, the Scripture speaks of you getting wisdom, understanding, discretion, knowing how to live this life for every area of your life. Whether it's your job in the marketplace, whether it's your finances and how you handle it, your relationships. But according to the Scripture, it's all according to the Word. Not what culture says, not what the world says, but what the Word of God says. Because I want to tell you, there's so many people today who come, well, all of us come into this world with broken hearts, broken souls. The Scripture says there's only one way for that to cure, and that's through the Word of God, which is the glory of God. That's what Mary was experiencing. The good part that would never be taken away from her. She was sitting before the perfect Word of God that would restore her soul. While Martha is worried and bothered about so many things and distracted, Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, beholding the glory of God, being transformed into the same image, and finding her soul restored. And that's why Martha can come, like most of us, and compare with other people or other folks in the church, because we're so busy and because we do all this and we get the martyr complex and we say, why can't I get any help on this? Lord, they've left me to do all the serving. Don't you see that? So tell them to help me. God said, you know what? She's serving me. She's ministering to me. She's sitting before me. And when I tell her to get up, when I tell him to get up, he'll be ready to get up. So many of us, I tell you, I see this, I've seen this for the 30 years of ministry. We substitute repentance. Instead of repenting, instead of getting right with God, we get busy. And we hide our pain, and we disguise our junk, and we never get restored. I want to ask you today, are we sitting at the feet of Jesus? Are you sitting at the feet of Jesus, submitting to Him, walking in humility, loving Him? Are we choosing the good thing? Are we choosing the glory of God? Are we choosing the Word of God? I want you to bow with me in prayer. Would you do that? Mary trusted. She believed that He was more important than the mission, more important than the service, that He would meet all her needs. She can never meet all of His. Martha, distracted, bothered, worried. It defines her life in these days. I want to ask you, what defines yours? What will define ours as the body of Christ? We ask the question here, are we loving well? I've just got to say this. In this account, Mary loved well. And some of you here, some of us here, have been so busy doing that we've got to get busy being. Father, I want to thank You for the glory of God today. I want to thank You for how You come to teach us to abide in You. Father, I want to pray that where we've worried, where we've been distracted, where we've been busy without You, Lord, I want to ask that, Father, that we would see that removed from our lives so that You might truly be worshipped, so that we might truly behold the glory of God.
Cottonwood is located 3 miles east of Dublin on Highway 6. For more information on the ministries of Cottonwood, or to obtain a copy of today's message, please call us at 254-445-2929, or you can visit us on the web at www.cottonwoodtx.com. Just as man knows.